DDP yoga. Its very name is a contradiction unto itself.
Because it's not your mama's yoga.
I know you're always hearing me talk about how great this workout is for strengthening and healing your body.
I threw up my back.
I couldn't get out of a chair.
I want you to hear it from a WWE superstar.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards. I've really endorsed DDP yoga for a very long time, and I have to say, hey, it's something that's become an addiction, a positive addiction, because zero impact, it really helped me speed up the healing process, staying injury-free, zero impact, and also eliminating the aches and pains in my neck and my knee and other areas that bother me every day.
I've been doing this for a couple weeks and people are starting to ask me, what's going on? You look great.
You're going to have to pry my dead hands off this yoga mat when I go. This is me now. This isn't imagining myself living without it.
Because if you didn't do the work when you did, I wouldn't be here doing the work now.
I've done trainers, I've done gym memberships, I've done everything. This is the first thing that I have stuck to.
It's time for you to influence yourself and to take control of your own life.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's another Wednesday night at 9 p.m., and this is the voice of Reason, Sparky, and I'm on with the other two voices of personality from the show, Stacey
wow.
and Robert. What's going on?
If you're
hey,
the voice of Reason,
nice
we're in deep shit.
Yeah, we're in bad shape. This show's going down in flames.
You're our guiding light.
A very dim, very dim light.
Dim, that, so, see, that's a good way to describe you.
That is very much the way, especially this week. I don't know if it's been, actually, I'll go with this winter, because since the time change, since it's been cold out, I've been so dim, dim in the mind, dim in the workouts. Although the eating's been pretty good. The eating hasn't been terrible, except for, you know, the indulgence on Thanksgiving. So I was kind of enjoying my food then, but now I'm back to enjoying my clean eating, and it's going very, very well. So, how you guys been?
I've been pretty good. I am completely obsessed with finishing my cookbook, and I've just been nose to the grindstone with archiving recipes and taking photos.
So if you're taking photos, does that mean you're making each recipe as you go?
Yeah, pretty much. I have a lot, you know, backlogged on my website, but I'm revisiting some of them, and I have to, you know, do each one. Because I cook in my head, you know. I'm just one of those people who doesn't always need a recipe. But then when you go and write a book, you realize, oh, my God, I think I have to be more exact here. So there's a real science to it, and that's what's – it's time-consuming, but I love it, so – it's great, and it's going to be very homespun to start with, you know, just my own photos, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I would love to be the sampler who gets to eat all the food after you make it for the pictures.
Well, if you're ever up in my neck of the woods, I will be sure to have you over for that.
Okay, definitely. And, hey, we do have, before we get the show rolling too much, we do have the chat up. It's ddpradio.com. You go in there and Blog Talk Radio, sign up, and we'll be happy to chat with you and talk to you. Throw a question in there, and Stacey and I will get it. Or if you want to PM us, that's cool if you don't want to throw your question up. And just a shout-out to Viper Sean, since they have said they hope they're welcome here. Yes, you are. As long as, you know, there's not too much hatchery going on, everybody's welcome. This is DDP Yoga. And if you want to give us a call and talk tonight, you know, if you have a shout-out for somebody, you have a question, you know, you have Robert, Stacey, and myself here, and we have a few other people coming on after a bit that you can throw questions at, you certainly are welcome to do that at 347-994-1216. And Stacey, you said we do have a guest that we're going to get to here in a little bit, and that would be the one and only Dave Wolf, right?
That's right. Dave, who was, He was very much front and center this past weekend at the workshop in Dover, New Hampshire. He, you know, he really kicked it on the mat, and he also did some chauffeuring of DDP to and from the airport and to meals and things like that. So he was a real key player.
Yeah, I saw his post for that. That's some pretty cool stuff that he gets to do that. And from Robert's side, man, and it's cool that Dave's kind of on this week for a little bit because we kind of gave him the props last week with how much he does around the site with Team DDP Yoga, kind of being an unsung hero. And I know there's a couple people that depend on him as well as you do, Robert, for certain things, right?
On who, Dave Orth?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Dave is one of those guys. He's always welcoming everybody, but he also, you know, we've got a lot of people who are like, they help out a lot on the site, and he's one of those guys. He kind of keeps eyes on things, what's going on, in a lot of the same way that you do, Sparky.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good guy to have around.
Oh, he definitely is. And, like, I can hit him up every, you know, any time, and he's just around. He's around to talk and stuff. So it'll be cool to get Dave on, and we'll chat with him for a little bit. And anybody who he's helped, if you're out there, feel free to call in and give him a shout-out. If you've ever thought about giving Dave a shout-out, because he's welcomed you, or a shout to anybody else who's on the line, feel free to call in tonight. And we'll get to that and about the workout and the workshop that was up at Seacoast Kettlebell. But for those workshops, it's pretty cool. If you like them, you can sign up for them. On the website, there's a pretty cool home that Robert built for them, ddpyogaworkshops.com. You can get to it directly there. And while they were just in New Hampshire at Seacoast Kettlebell, they are going to do an ultimate workshop, which I believe is full up, right?
The tickets for the ultimate workshop, there's two ways that you can do it. You can do just the workout, or you can have the entire experience. The whole experience, that's sold out, but we still have plenty of tickets for the workout itself.
Oh, the workout itself would be pretty cool because that's a couple hours of just doing.
it'll probably be about two and a half hours of, you know, DDP introducing himself and introducing DDP yoga and all that good stuff. So it'll probably be about two and a half hours.
Yeah, and he throws a good workout together for those couple hours. And then the ultimate experience, even though it's sold out, if you guys want to get into it next time, it's a whole thing where you're staying at his place. He's going to show you some cooking. He's going to show you some of the background of DDP yoga. I think there's like even a wine toast and stuff to close it out. So there's some pretty cool DDP time that happens after that and some information that's shared with it. But they're also going to back to Michigan, which they've been to before, January 25th at Funk Fitness. And the cool thing is this New Hampshire thing, this was sort of a Mike idea, right? Mikey Mullins kind of helps with that.
I believe he was involved, yeah, because, I mean, I don't know exactly how, because I know Marlon puts together all the workshops, but I don't know exactly. Marlon had something to do with it, but I'm not sure what level that was at.
Yeah, and I think what Mikey did and what anybody should do, if you have an idea for a workout or a workshop, I should say, and you're interested in it, Marlon Ransom sets all that up, and he kind of sets up all the workshops. And he's another guy who, behind the scenes, you'll see him on Facebook, and you'll see him popping in maybe some comments on YouTube. Marlon does a ton of stuff, and he's got all the stuff with his kids. I think he does Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. He takes his kids through all those tournaments. He's got the Healing Tyler site for his son, and the guy's also going through law school right now and runs all the workshops for DDP Yoga. So Marlon is a crazy busy, a crazy good resource for DDP Yoga. And it doesn't get mentioned, you know, but does a lot of heavy lifting. And, you know, if you do have any ideas for workshop, he's a guy to talk to.
Yeah, and if you... go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Robert.
I was going to say, if you're looking to get in touch with Marlon just for a workshop, just go to ddpyogaworkshops.com.
Yeah, and Dallas was telling me he's really open to doing workshops just about anywhere, but it's up to the team member to kind of get the ball rolling and find a venue, work with Marlon, and, you know, I don't know what the minimum headcount is, but whoever would like it in their town, you got to be willing to put some promo work into it, but he's very willing to come.
Yeah, and a lot of times, I mean, the kettlebell, the Seacoast kettlebell, they did an amazing job at pushing it on their Facebook and pushing it on their website, and, you know, we obviously push all those ourselves, but, you know, in the end, I mean, you were there, Stacy. There were like 60, 70 people there.
Oh, yeah. Chef Bill counted almost 70, and
wow.
It was so cool because I've never done DDP yoga in a group that size, and it just, it's so much more powerful, you know, when you're surrounded by people.
Sure.
And then there's DDP up on stage, you know, leading you. It's very cool.
Yeah, I can imagine awesome. Because, I mean, at the retreat, there was, what, about 25 of us?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't as big a group. I mean, the setting was gorgeous, but the other advantage was it wasn't quite as warm, so the workouts were a hair easier, not much, you know, but it was just really, and it was also great because we had people driving from a distance, and so I got to see, you know, like the Boston Bad Boy and Dave and members like Kat and Zakia, people that I correspond with, and it was just really nice to see them all face-to-face and visit with them.
Yeah, absolutely. And the the reason I mentioned the retreat is because that felt pretty big, you know, with only 25 people. I can only imagine how cool it was to have 70-plus.
It was very cool.
Yeah, and if anybody is listening right now who did go to the workshop, and you have some thoughts and feelings on that, feel free to give us a buzz later on the show at 347-994-1216 and let everybody know about your experience.
Well, since we're on that subject, I believe we have Dave on the line. Is that you, Dave?
Dave.
Yes, it is.
Davey boy,
hey, Dave.
What's going on, brother?
How you guys doing?
Doing good.
How are you?
Great.
I'm doing good. Doing good.
So
what's that?
I was just going to say, you got off having an amazing workout, sandwiched between some chauffeuring and whatnot with DDP.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it was really worked out well. It started out. A few of us got together for dinner Friday night at Mike Mullen's place, and he was a great host, and I got to stay with him for a couple, him and his girlfriend for a couple nights, and, you know, he cooked a good gluten-free, dairy-free dinner on Friday night for everyone, and it was extremely good. And then
I missed that. What did Mike make?
He made a gluten-free, dairy-free chicken parmesan with some...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was really, really well done. It was baked, not fried, and he made some gluten-free pasta to go along with that. And he made some his own house all-natural margaritas. So, it was a good time. And then, we had the workout. We had the workout first thing Saturday, so... You know, nothing like getting your butt kicked for a couple hours first thing in the morning.
I'm looking for. Go ahead.
Yeah. What?
I was going to say, I'm looking for some more pictures because was it you that took a bunch of the videos? There was someone who had put like three videos.
Chris, Boston Bad Boy, Chris.
That's who it was.
Yeah, he took some videos with his camera during the workout. I took a few pictures where I could, you know, when I was taking a breather here and there, but I only took a few snapshots. The only video I took was a short video, kind of like an on-the-road video blog type thing about the workout on my way home after I dropped DDP off at the airport.
Yeah, I saw that. I realized your face was in it, so I didn't want to watch it. So, but what? I'm hoping that.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I'm hoping that Seacoast Kettlebell took some good pictures and put itself on their website, because I'm interested to see how it looked.
Yeah, I saw a couple. I saw they posted a couple wide shots on their Facebook page. I haven't seen a whole lot posted on their site, though, so hopefully they have some more. I think there was somebody, I think they had somebody there in the background taking video and pictures, so hopefully, you know, that'll get posted sometime in the near future.
Very awesome,
but,
man.
Yeah, but it was just, the facility was beautiful. I mean, Stacy can, you know, attest to that. I mean, it was a very big facility. I think we had about 60 people, Stacy.
More than, almost 70. I think there were some last minute signups, but it was a large group.
Yeah, and I think we probably could have fit another, probably what, like 20, if not more.
Yep, there was room for more, and it was just such a cool way to work out, and I think a lot of people who were kettlebell people seemed to be kind of pleasantly surprised that it was such a thorough workout.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I think it certainly changed. Anybody who had done yoga, I think was definitely surprised, and people who thought they knew, you know, kind of had a conception of what yoga was and coming into it thinking that's what they were going to get, obviously were surprised and maybe pleasantly surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you gotta be excited when you see DDP, especially with him there doing it. Like, it's cool that we got, and not to drop the program, but the DDP yoga certification going on where people are actually taking it out and getting the word out and getting people healthy, getting people excited about it. But when you actually get a class with Diamond Dallas Page teaching the class, it's pretty cool, especially if you know who he is. Now, guys, did a lot of people know him as Diamond Dallas Page, you know, the three-time world championship wrestler, or did they know him as, hey, here's a guy, he's going to teach a class, and it seems like there's a ton of people here excited about it?
Yeah, that's a good question, Sparky. I really don't, I mean, I'm not 100% sure how many people really knew, you know, that he was, you know, Diamond Dallas Page, the three-time, you know, world champion wrestler. It would have been a nice, you know, it would have been interesting to see, you know, how many people knew, you know, at a time what they, you know, what they were kind of getting into in that respect. But, yeah, I don't know.
Hey, speaking of Mike Mullins, is that you, Mike?
Yeah, that's me. What's going on, guys?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Yo, Diamond Dave Horace, what's going on?
Stacy,
mm-hmm. Robert. We had an awesome time over at Seacoast Kettlebell.
Yeah, and I heard you made an amazing dinner. Good for you.
Yeah, we had a good dinner at my house, Dallas, and Dave Horace, and Yogi Doc, and myself, and my girlfriend Katie, who put up with the wrestling talk for 2 hours. So.
Everybody got to see the wrestling room.
The wrestling room, yeah. It was a good time,
which became my bedroom for about two nights. So.
Yeah, and I gotta talk to Stacy because Katie, my girlfriend, she's reluctant she has been reluctant to go gluten free since day one, since I've done it. She's always eaten the meals that I've eaten and eaten what I wanted to eat, and she's never complained about it. And she's always been into DDP yoga, but she was so reluctant. And after talking to Stacy and Yoga Doc in Dallas all weekend, she says on the last breakfast, she goes, "I think I'm ready." After just getting all this like wealth of information, and I've hit up Stacy and Yoga Doc a few times asking some questions about it on her behalf, and you know, she's 5 days gluten-free right now, and I'm actually going to do a blog about that because I know so many people on Team DDP Yoga whose spouses, fiancés, wives, girlfriends, boyfriends, husbands, all just, I'm on board, but my significant other isn't, and I'm so hard for me to deal with that sometimes. So I want to do a blog about how Katie's experience has been changing over because she's 5 days in right now, and she said to me today after kicking and screaming the whole way. She said, "I can't believe how much energy I have today." She wakes up every morning groggy. She wakes up. She, by the time 5 o'clock rolls around, she's, her eyes are closing. And today was the first real day that she just really just got it and said, "Wow, I feel a difference," which is huge for her to even admit to me.
Now, Mike, has she tried other things before that? Like, was she eating healthy before going gluten free, or was this kind of like
she was kind of doing anything? She tries. She goes back and forth. She's one of the people. I think Stacy's touched on this quite a bit. You know, you it's hard to stick with it, any kind of program. And she's the one thing she noticed about when she went gluten free, which is the one thing that I noticed like right off the bat, is I can walk by a plate of cookies now and not have that initial just like ungodly craving for those cookies. And that's what she noticed too, is you don't get those just like reactions that you have to have that, you know.
Yeah, once you start to detox, your body, your mind gets used to not having that, you know, little treat, but your body starts to really not miss that stuff, and then it's not as tempting.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't believe, like, if I have a stretch where I fall off for a couple days or something like that, I all of a sudden start to crave again, like, really badly, craving, like, instantly, like, bad food, and then it's harder to get back on track. So that's why for the past year I've pretty much stayed straight, but... if I fall off for like 1 or 2 days, I mean, it's really hard time getting back on just because your body starts craving those foods again, those unhealthy foods that you aren't supposed to have in your system. So,
and the crazy thing on the flip of that is like after you get 2 or 3 days in eating clean and eating some stuff, like my recent thing is trying to switch to a lot of greens, a lot of raw foods. I'm trying to eat 50% raw, 50% cooked on my plate. Based on the Food Matters thing I saw a couple weeks ago. And it's crazy because I could never eat that much greens or that much raw before, but now that I'm incorporating more and more of it, it's like eating greens and actually eating just steamed greens with nothing on it, no salt, no pepper, no vinegar. It starts to your taste buds and, like, what you start to become accustomed to is tasting good and what's actually delicious to you.
Absolutely.
It gets cleaner and cleaner as your palate gets more clean.
I talked to Dallas about this this weekend. When I went down to Mexico the first year, I seriously, not even joking, had a vegetable phobia. Like, the only thing I could eat was corn and maybe occasionally a carrot now and then. And it was ridiculous to the point where I wouldn't even let it touch my food. And it wasn't even like I didn't like them. I wouldn't even try them. Like, even from a young kid, I would never try vegetables. And we're sitting in the kitchen at the dinner that Chef Bill prepared for us that year and Angie prepared. And there was a soup that Chef Bill prepared, the greens and beans thing. And I literally just sipped the broth off the top and left all the vegetables at the bottom of the thing, just, you know, trying to be, "Oh, yeah, I ate it, yeah. And then Dallas looks at me and goes, "You didn't eat those vegetables." And I'm like, yeah. He goes, "Shoot them." And I'm like, "What?" He made me just take it down, like, real quick. And that was literally what got me over my phobia of vegetables, that moment right there. And it takes work to learn how to like things and to learn how to build new eating habits. And once I got past that initial, "Okay, that wasn't horrible," I started working on, you know, incorporating vegetables, and it wasn't good at first. I didn't enjoy it at first, but after a while, my taste buds started to change, and my taste started to change, and I actually enjoy eating vegetables now, which, you know, you talked to Katie, and about 2 years ago, she would have, you know, wet herself if she knew that I was eating vegetables. So.
Wow.
So my favorite right now is putting a little baby kale, arugula, it's a vegetable, some spinach.
That's funny because I know where that reference comes from, so that just popped into my head.
Awesome. I'm glad somebody got it. But I love that in a pan, and that's my thing now. But since you had a hard time coming over, there might be, I know there's a lot of other people out there who are like, vegetables, is that really a food group? But is there something that kind of like eased you in, put your toe in the water?
Like I said, I always kind of eat, I always incorporated a little bit of carrots. Like, at my parents' house, like, my mom would be like, "Come on, you got to eat some carrots." So I'd eat one or two. So I knew I could tolerate those. So the first thing I did is take the vegetable I can tolerate and try to eat more of it. And then once I got that down, I kind of, you know, eased into other things like green beans and peas and, you know, I can pretty much eat anything now. The only thing that doesn't really sit well with me is raw onions, which I can eat them cooked, but just raw onions kind of, I've always had a thing against onions, but, I kind of just forced myself, you know, it took a lot of like, you know, gagging through it at first, but, you know, after a while, it became less and less, and it's to the point now where I actually enjoy it. So it just takes a little bit of work. It takes like time to learn to enjoy something, build a new habit, whatever it may be. So I just, you know, ate it until it no longer made me physically sick to look at.
Yeah, well. And I think Katie's experience with resisting going off gluten is very common. I think people get really stuck on the two words giving up.
Yeah.
And they think, oh, my God, deprivation, I'm going to be so miserable. So I'm going to phrase it to people differently and really put it like what you're giving up is poison. You can still have bread. You can still have crackers. You can, you know, bagels, whatever, but just not with gluten, which really is, as Katie's discovering, it's a poison, not so subtle either.
Absolutely. And it's all, I mean, I always told her, I said, give it 2 weeks, and I guarantee you'll notice a difference. And it took her like 4 or 5 days. And I say that to everyone, I'm like, give it 2 weeks. And it's shocking to me how many people won't give up 2 weeks of their eating just to find a new way to live and a better way to live. I tell this to people all the time. I was a napper. I used to take 2 naps a day, every day. And I never had any energy. Like, even in my school years, when I was in high school and college, I'm falling asleep at the desk and, like, crashing in the middle of the class. And I never nap anymore. And my energy is almost exhausting to some people now. It really is. I just have an abundance of energy that I can't even burn off. But it's like I get tired at night when I'm supposed to, and I'm energetic in the day when I'm supposed to. So it just works out perfectly. I never would have guessed that I would ever be like this because I was just never me. And almost instantly when I cut off the gluten, this happened. So it's not like some kind of coincidence or anything like that. And I notice, and if I have something in my diet going on with like that has that poison in it, I instantly get sluggish. My stomach instantly turns, and it's no coincidence. It's real, and it's real.
Well, you're a wonderful walking testimony.
Oh,
you know.
Thank you, Stacey, and it was a pleasure hanging out with you and Chef Bill this weekend, and Dave Orth. We had a blast, and. I can't wait to do it again. Hopefully we'll have another one up here soon because the guys at Seacoast Kettlebell loved having Dallas up here. And if you were there at Seacoast Kettlebell, I'm getting my certification going on right now. So if you are looking to get some teaching lessons from someone that's looking to get certified, give me a call.
Awesome.
All right.
All right,
guys.
Hey, Mikey, if they do that, do they get the Down by the River impersonation?
Half off.
Oh.
You get it half off. On my shirt, that is.
Oh, nobody's
like,
calling you up,
a whole new level, folks.
All right, guys.
All right, take care, brother.
Thanks for calling. Thanks.
See ya.
Pretty sweet. Mike's always
I just wanted to give a quick shout-out to Colin. I think he was the owner of Seacoast Kettlebell for being a great host and putting on a great event. I just want to give him credit because Dallas had mentioned him a couple of times, saying what a you know great guy he was for putting everything together and did a great job. So
that's awesome. It seems like a lot of the people that host this, that once they do, they're in. Because was this the first or second time he was there? I know that it's going to be the second time in Michigan when he goes out to Funk Fitness. But seems like people want, you know, the workout back, the DPO, the workout back once they see what's happening with it, once people get excited about it. So I just wanted to let people know. I think we got a couple callers, and we're going to get you. If you want to call, if you were at the workshop and you worked out with Stacey and Dave and Mikey, and you had an experience you want to share with us, or you just want to give Stacey and Dave a shout out or Robert a shout out, or somebody who inspires you, you know, a few words. Give us a call, 347-994-1216, here at DDP Radio and talk to Sparky, Stacy, Robert, or Dave, and hop into chat at ddpradio.com and get some of the action. You know, right now we still have some cool Christmas offers going on. So if you were looking for DDP Yoga to make a change for somebody or to make a change for yourself, if you're just listening for the first time, they have what, the combo pack is $20 off. It's $79.99 right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds. Yeah. I should know that dead, but for the it's escaping me at the moment.
Yeah, I just brought the page up, and right above the pretty flashing lights, it's $79.99, and right below it, the max pack. I don't know how you couldn't pull the trigger on this. For $10 more, you get the max pack, which is everything plus extreme. Don't have to do extreme right away. You can save it for when you're ready. But it's only like $89.99. It kind of beats the pants off of a lot of the other workouts that are out there. So figured I'd just throw that out there for you guys who might be thinking about it. Maybe you went to the workshop, don't have the workouts. Here's your chance. So
yeah,
we got callers out there.
Yeah, yeah. The next one up is Steve.
Steve.
You said Steve is here. What's up, guys? It's Transform Steve from Team DDP Yoga.
What's going on?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Stacy. How's it going? How's it going, everybody?
Going good, bro.
Good. I just wanted – it's kind of tough to follow Mike Mullins. He likes to talk, you know, but I'll do my best.
Yeah.
I went to the Seacoast Kettlebell Workshop this weekend, and I am still riding high – off of that workout and off of that workshop. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. What was the big thing for you that made you want to go to it?
Well, it's kind of funny. I was kind of teetering on doing it because I'm about 2 hours away, and, you know, it's Christmas time and all that, and I'm like, and this is about a week before. I was like, do I want to spend the money, you know, the $60 plus the gas to get up there and the time and all that, and I can just pop in a DVD and get the same experience. That's what I'm thinking, at least. And then I'm like, is the workout going to be, you know, advanced? Is it going to be very beginner? I had no clue what I was walking into. And then Dallas emailed me on Monday, kind of gave me a little nudge, and I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go up there. I had no idea what I was going to get myself into, and I was completely surprised and shocked at the turnout, 60-plus people showing up to do the workout, and the workout itself was grueling, but I made it through it, and I was happy that I made it through it. But I think the best thing that I got out of it was the inspiration and the motivation from everybody, including, you know, the people from the beginners that were just starting out to people that have been there forever, Dave, Boston Bad Boy, Mikey Mullins, Dallas, Yoga Doc, Stacy. It was so amazing. And I have to say, for anybody that's been doing DDP Yoga, you know, whether it's been a month, 2 months, 2 years, and you have not been to a workshop, you need to invest this time and go, because it is something that you will never forget, and you will take with you every minute of it. You will take it back home.
I second what Steve says.
Yeah,
I couldn't have said that any better.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And Steve, you agree, it's a whole different animal doing the workouts in person with the DDP rather than, you know, compared to the DVDs.
Oh, man, it's completely different, you know.
Absolutely.
It was great. I mean, it challenged me, which was something I needed. It gave me that push that I needed. It was funny because that night I got home and my fiance and I had to go Christmas shopping, and we had to go get our Christmas tree, and I was talking to her and kept talking about the workshop, and I said, I'm high on life. I have this new feeling in my head about how I'm going to, you know, do my life and how things are going to change. And I said, I can't explain it. I said, and I said this in one of my blogs, I said, it wasn't a brainwashing experience. It was more like a brain and mind and body and soul cleansing. And that's what I got out of it. I really did.
Yeah, and bro, that it's cool that you say that, because, you know, some of the knocks and that people get when they look at these workout programs and whatnot, it's just that sort of kind of cult thing. I've seen that a lot in the past couple of months, and it really bothers me, because I think you put it perfectly. It's a mind cleansing. It's like you're freeing your mind to actually, you know, give it space to think positively, motivate yourself, move forward. And there's no better community to do that than this. And the coolest thing about it, it's not just thinking high, flying high all the time. It's also for us when we fall, because we all do it. We all fall. We all think, but it's cool because everybody knows you're going to get back up, and they want you
right,
to get back
right.
up. So, it's okay to fall. There's a lot of places where it doesn't seem it's okay to fall, but here it is because we want you to get back up.
Oh, I completely agree with you, and if anybody falls, it's me. You know, I've fallen so many times. I started the program in February of this year, and I advanced fairly quickly according to the schedule and stuff, and I got myself up to doing double black diamond, and then, you know, I had knee surgery, some minor meniscus repair surgery back in the summertime, and it took me a while to get back on, and I kind of fell back, and I slowly would pick myself up, and I'd fall back a little bit. I'd pick myself up again. But I don't think after going to the workshop and talking to all these people, I made so many new friends and so many new acquaintances from this that I can even fall. If I fall now, it's definitely I've completely written off DDP Yoga, Team DDP Yoga, and all of my friends, and I don't think I'm going to do that anytime soon at all, ever.
That's awesome. That's a great attitude, especially like this time of the year. And you've got yourself armed for the new year. When people are making resolutions, you're not going to need them. Because you're already
Exactly.
changed.
Exactly. There's no such thing as a resolution. No such thing. In fact, I was asking some people this week, and they might have seen it. I was asking about the documentaries that we talked about, and I watched Food Inc. this morning. And I watched the whole thing before I started work, and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And I mean, a lot of the stuff I kind of already knew, and I've been studying nutrition and stuff for a while.
Yeah.
It's just this just pushed me over the edge. I mean, it really got me thinking about how I'm going to treat my body. You know, I'm 35 years old, and I've been wrestling for 20 years, and my body's broken down, and I need to repair it and heal it. And it's amazing. I just want to leave you guys with that. It was great meeting all of you who were there, and I'm going to meet you guys again. I'm going to see you again. And like I said, just real quick, anybody who has not done it, has thought about doing a workshop, jump on it. You will not regret it one bit. But for that, I got to go, guys. I got to go cook my meals for the rest of the week. So you guys have a great night.
Cool. Thanks.
Rock
all right.
on, Steve.
Have a good night, Steve.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling.
So there's a guy who's, like, supercharged up. I love to hear people like that because that kind of gets me going to hear them when they're all excited and charged up. So Dave, how charged were you getting to that workshop and seeing, like, people like that being so excited about it afterwards? Did you notice, like a shift, like, from when everybody got there and started the workout to, like, the buzz that was going on afterwards?
Definitely.
Definitely. Yeah, there was a definite buzz afterwards. People really stuck around and visited. It was almost like a big barn dance or something. You know,
yeah.
I mean, there was just so much energy and people connecting. And, of course, Dallas is so, you know, he's always so willing to meet and greet and take pictures and things. So people did leave absolutely energized and on a high. So I want to go back there. I think there should be like two or three of those a year in New Hampshire.
It was beautiful, right, Stacy? I mean, Dover was nice, and I think you went to Portsmouth as well, right? That was gorgeous, that downtown there.
Yeah, and the diner that we all ate at the last morning.
The food was phenomenal.
What a fluke. I mean, that menu
right?
was, a lot of it was really clean, and we were blown
yep.
away.
Really?
The gluten-free toast. The gluten-free toast at the diner was incredible.
When you guys posted
that
it was gluten-free, I had to look twice. Then I had to go find the menu because I'm thinking to myself, I've been to a lot of diners that look like that, like back in the day, especially like down
mm-hmm.
DC way, and the food was so good, but so bad for you.
Yeah, you leave. Usually, I used to leave diners hungover, you know. And they had a carrot apple juice that was fresh, I mean, like freshly squeezed. They had gluten-free toast. There was all kinds of vegetable options. And cage-free eggs. It was just like, wow, did Dallas call ahead and make them change the, you know?
Even he was surprised. He was surprised.
Yeah.
You know?
And also the best corned beef hash ever.
Exactly. Yeah, I was just about to say. He said their corned beef hash was the best he's ever had, so.
Yeah, that's why we got to make this like a semi-annual event and just rent this diner out.
I'm definitely looking forward to going back sometime.
That's cool. Well, we got you guys on the line here. I wanted to just give a quick shout out. I was looking through the chat room and saw we got a couple of old school DDP yoga people just hanging out, and it's worth a shout out to Katie Stifler, who's hanging in there, who's sort of like one of our original fans on DDP yoga, and listeners. She's been really good to us since the show started. And Chad Collins just popped in. So what's up, brother? And Roger Lowry, who's hanging out. So those three deserve a good shout out. And
go ahead.
But,
no, you go ahead, man. I interrupted you.
No, I was just going to say we may have another caller, but I think you had something else better to say.
Oh, well, that's obvious. But yeah.
Always. Say what comes out of my mouth, anything's better.
All right. But we've actually got a couple callers lined up. I was going to say that we're running a little bit short on time, so you may want to go ahead and jump on that.
Let's do it.
Okay, the first one up is going to be Vince.
Vince.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
What's going on? Hey. Not much. I just wanted to call because I also was at the Seacoast Kettlebells workshop this past Saturday and had just a great time. It was a huge experience for me. I've been doing the program, I think just like the last caller you had, starting around February or so. And I basically got into it because I've been lifting weights for 12 years, and I need to find a way to be pain-free. I hit 30, and I just hit a wall after that. So I wanted to find a way to get relieve some of the pain. And after doing it for several months and now the workshop, man, I'm hooked. That workshop, 60-plus people, and it was – talk about a spectrum of diversity. It was people of all ages, different fitness levels, and everyone just had a kick-ass workout and just had a great time. And somebody mentioned that you like to do it a couple times a year. No one would love that more than me. I'd be at every single one of them. But Dallas actually stuck around for and Stacey mentioned the barn dance. I was definitely part of that. I hung out afterwards in Dallas, had this sort of a smaller group of folks who wanted to talk about foods, and definitely that was the biggest eye-opening part for me because I always like to put the hours in working out, but I really don't eat as healthy as I probably should have. I eat fairly clean, but some of the stuff about, the gluten and dairy, which she was talking about, that's something that just speaks to me because I'm tired a lot, you know what I mean? I'm not even and so I've gone out just since Saturday and I've gotten the gluten-free pasta and gluten-free oatmeal, and I'm actually looking to find sheep cheese. Can't find it anywhere, though.
Speaking of cheese is the bomb, man. Love it.
The sheep cheese?
Yep.
Yeah.
Manchego.
No, but
Manchego's delicious.
Yeah, and Stacey, I actually had a chance to talk to you a little bit on my way out the door on Saturday. I was actually picking your brain a little bit on the whole dietary stuff because Dallas recommended I bother you on the way out. But, I'm trying to get the names of all these places, the brands that I should go to. There's a Whole Foods and Trader Joe's out by me, and I gotta spend some time researching some of these names, But definitely, they going back to the experience. I mean, what a time! I really was a great workout, and Dallas and you and Yoga Doc, Stacey, you guys were all just fantastic, and the crowd was hot, and there's no question about it.
That's
yeah,
what
I mean just,
go ahead,
Steve. Just keep, Dallas always says when you go to a restaurant or when you're at your supermarket, put your vote in, so ask your grocer, please order Manchego, and just keep at it, because it's becoming more and more common, but the more we ask for gluten-free and dairy-free, the more prevalent it'll become.
Sure. Absolutely, and that just the idea of having a lot more energy throughout the day and not being as tired. A couple of guests you had callers back. I think it was Mike talking about how he used to nap during the day. That was me. I mean, I used to need my naps and just eating better. And even when I was working out in the gym lifting weights, I would just exhaust myself to the point where midday I just need to crash. And, it's definitely the lifestyle that you undertake in this situation. And, just since ordering the DDP yoga and really just tweaking some of the dietary stuff. And for me, personally, speaking of my own experience, it hasn't been that much of a drastic sea change. It's just been, can you live without, can you go with almond milk instead of 2%, the whole milk or whatever? And, it's like anything else, it's what you put into it.
Yeah. It's a lot of eat this, not that. And when you find the combos that work for you, it works out really, really well. You just got to put that, like you said, like you're doing, you got to put that little bit of time in to figure out what that is, and then it's not too bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And stay connected to the Team DDP Yoga community and the Facebook, because people share lots of great recipes and substitution ideas. I get ideas from both of those places all the time.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I just wanted to call in because I don't know if you guys are doing any more workshops on the Seacoast or anywhere else, but I just wanted to completely endorse it. It was a great time, and like I say, it's not just for gym rats and folks who would normally go to any kind of a boot camp setting like that. It was people of all different backgrounds, different walks of life, and I don't think anyone's left there without a different, they all had a positive attitude when they left. They're different sweat, but they were positive, and I think they all felt like it was time and money well spent. So I certainly hope they just keep on going in the direction that you all are going in.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
well, it was great meeting you, and I hope you'll be back at the next one.
Absolutely, I intend to. It was good talking to you all.
Good to talk to you.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good one, man. Enjoy the weekend.
You too. Bye now.
Man, these people are charged up after the workshop. This is sweet. So for anybody listening in now, we may have one or two calls on the line that we'll get to, but if you're calling in after that, we're going to be shutting the phones down because we're getting close to 10 o'clock. The show just kind of flew the past half hour. So Thanks to everybody who's listening, everybody who's talking. Next week, though, we're going to have Brenda on the show, Dallas's girl, and she's going to be talking about some stuff. Dallas is going to be talking about some stuff that's been going on with them. And don't want to get all into it, but if you want to follow her and catch up on her, you can check her out on YouTube. She actually has her own channel now. They were putting everything on Dallas Page on YouTube, Dallas's channel, but Brenda has her own channel, Brenda Nair, N-A-I-R, and all her videos are posted there of her journey right now. And you can also catch her if you're on Facebook at BK's Big Breast Cancer Adventure, which is an awesome title to throw out there. So check it out. We have some more people?
Yeah, absolutely. The next one up is somebody we haven't talked to in quite some time. It's Ahmad.
Oh, man, there he is.
Oh, hey. Ahmad.
We're really old.
Hello. Can you remember?
This is a real reunion show.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I wanted to call in and just kind of give a little update as to what I've been doing. I recently met a very lovely woman who is, it's basically a very solid relationship that I have. Her name is Liliana. We met through a mutual friend. And basically, one day she was telling me about this documentary called The Secret. Some of you may know what it is about. Well, I sat down and watched The Secret. And The Secret basically is like a different way to look at your life. In other words, hey, Sparky, is Sparky there, by the way?
Yes.
Right here, bro.
Hey, it's kind of like if I said to you, Sparky, I get up every morning and my right knee hurts. Every morning, Sparky, my right knee hurts. Well, every morning, of course my right knee is going to hurt because I'm expecting it. I'm saying it. But if I say it's not going to hurt, little by little, believe it or not, it doesn't.
And yes, of course, working out to DDP yoga does help that too. But it's, I learned to basically try and think more, not just positive, but more healthy. It's like a different way of loving yourself, just like on a mental level. Am I making sense to you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of where Steve was talking about freeing your mind earlier. You're opening your mind up.
Right. Right.
Hey,
I've been...
Good.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I got to tell you, man, listening to you now, I got your email at the end of the month, and listening to you now and hearing you compared to, like, when you first started calling, like, a lot of people probably have who are listening recently, except for some of the old school guys, probably didn't hear you when you first called in, man. You saying, like, you have been on this ascension, on this path that just really lifting you up and giving you a lot of pause added to your life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had some ups and downs, my share of issues, that's for sure, but it's like DDP says, it's not about how many times you fall, it's how many times you're willing to get back up. I guess I'm very stubborn because I keep getting back up.
That's a good problem to have.
But you know, you raise a good point, Ahmad. Sometimes the mind can be like a wild, out of control horse in terms of negativity, and it literally needs to be trained. You know, and that's been my experience. I've got to catch myself sometimes and literally push it in a different direction when I'm getting too negative or too worried or, you know, whatever, too critical.
Yeah. You know how we say live life at 90 and 90% and 90%, right?
Uh-huh.
I've noticed that the BS in my life, and I hate to say it, but I have to be said, it's stuff that I've created. You know, I am the blame for it. And when I stop, like, doing that, I realize that life is a lot better, you know?
Well, most of the things that we worry about never happen. They're just negative blockages.
Oh, God, why didn't you tell me that sooner, Robert? That's brilliant. I'm going to write that down, put it on my computer.
If you, Stacy, watch that documentary, The Secret, it hits on exactly what we're all talking about right now, and it's probably what drove you deep down inside to want to lose all that weight, and thus today very successful, you healthy, etc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wouldn't have happened if I had stayed in a negative place. That's for sure.
Yeah,
exactly. You wished it.
Yeah.
Well, once you know, they go hand in hand. Though, when you improve your physical state, your mental also improves as well.
Right.
Yeah.
I also noticed
definitely connected.
One of the biggest things that I noticed that was hurting me is, or rather was, in my life, or in all our lives really, you have to profit in some shape or form. That doesn't mean money. That sometimes means like, oh, hey, Robert, you're doing a great job with the website, that kind of thing. It's to profit. If you work out and you hit, I don't know, some pose you couldn't hold and now you can hold, that's to profit. Every day you have to profit, and I wasn't. When you don't do that, you close in on yourself and start to compare yourself. Oh, I wish I were more like so-and-so. No, that's leading yourself down a very negative path. Am I making sense here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, bro, a lot of what you're saying reminds me, it's kind of a phrase, and I'm going to paraphrase, but Dal said before, it's whether you think you can or can't, or whether you think you will or won't, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Exactly. Exactly.
Good stuff, bro. So what's next for you?
Next for me is, there's one last thing. I sold one of my songs. I don't know if any of you know, but I am a musician. I'm a self-taught musician, and I sold one of my songs, instrumental, to a small interior furniture design company. They also do importing, exporting out of Chile, as in the country. Through a mutual friend, I found myself auditioning via Skype for them, and they liked it.
Well, that's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Ahmad.
You.
You're on fire.
Thank you. I'm not really a musician. I've only been playing like a year and 11 months, and I managed to do this. So it feels really good, let me tell you. So for me, the next thing is continue to improve my health, my mind, heart, and soul, and my music. And who knows? Maybe one day I'll become rich and famous with my music.
You never know, man.
Yeah,
you never know.
Bro, it's awesome, though. It's awesome to hear you. And I'm glad you called, man. I love to hear how excited you are. And, like, your journey is one of the favorite journeys to hear updates from, because each time you call, you're on a higher level of positivity than you were the last. Congrats.
Are you there? Hello?
Yeah, we're here. Can you hear us?
Oh, this phone, this weather. Are you there, Sparky?
Yeah, we're all here.
Robert, I think
Ahmad lost our connection there. So, hey, thanks so much for the call. I think either you got muted, we got muted somehow. But, man, awesome call. And I don't know, but I think there's one more, or is there two more?
There's two more. And the first one up is going to be Kat.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for I was at the workshop with my wife Ava on Saturday, and mm-hmm. Hi Stacy.
Hi Kat.
It was great to meet you, and also the other team members. We met Steve and Chris, the Boston Bad Boy, Yoga Doc, Melinda, Zakiya, and Dave. And I just have to say, as somebody who's starting at ground zero, this is such a welcoming committee and such an affirming group of people. And I've met a lot of people in my life. I've done a lot of programs, but I've never experienced anything like this. And it's very powerful, and I'm emotional about it. But I just want to say thank you to everybody. And it's a wonderful community to be a part of. And I understand completely what Steve was saying in terms of feeling like he rebooted, because I consider this like day five of my new life.
Wow.
And that's truly how I feel. Like I have a rebirth at age 54. It doesn't matter what your chronological age is. You can have anything you want. And that's what I took from Dallas and the workout and that group experience, which was truly one of the best days of my life.
So, wow. Kat, was that the first time you did DDP yoga?
It was. I had done it at home here a few times, but truthfully, I was reluctant to do it a lot because I wasn't sure I was doing it correctly, and I didn't.
Okay.
I was afraid to injure myself. And Yoga Doc and Dallas showed me how to modify the positions many ways that Arthur did, using an assist of like a stool, and they rolled up a towel and showed me what to do, and that gave me the confidence that I needed. And quite frankly, I wasn't sure I would complete that workout. I didn't know how much I could do, but I did it. I did all of it. And I was just so proud and so engaged, and that taught me that I can do this. I can do it at home, and I can have health and well-being.
Oh, that's great. And Yoga Doc, isn't he the bomb? That guy's
unbelievable
great.
Human being, amazing person, so generous and just so kind. And again, all of the DDP yoga people, the team members, just have that amazing positivity, and that's what I really connect with. And I connected with Stacy through her blog, and I just knew that it would be a great experience. But I wish I could bottle that feeling in that day, and I wish I could just relive it every day.
Well, you got to keep going.
Yes, yes, and I will be. We will be at more events because it was phenomenal. So, thank you, everyone.
That's awesome.
It was so great having you there and meeting you in person.
It was just amazing. It felt so surreal. I just was, and walking, and I'm still walking on sunshine. And like I said, this is day five, and it just,
yay,
it's amazing. No.
Well,
what a great gift to give yourself.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And I do believe, like Dallas says, you know, whether you can or can't, it's up to you. And that's exactly it. And you have to be at the right place in your life where you can receive that message because it's very powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to be in the right place. And the thing is then once you get it, you start saying, if you can't do it now, if you add the yet at the end. Yet,
that's right.
You can't do it yet, which means you're going to get to it. So,
awesome.
Right. Well, I hope you carry this through the holidays.
Absolutely.
Are you on the DDP yoga yet?
We have two of the sets of the DVDs, and we've done it this week. And I'm looking forward to the day when I can do double black diamond. Let's put it that way.
Cool.
You get it, in for you and anybody else who's out there who might have just started and was at the workshop, stop by teamddpyoga.com or the Facebook page DDP Yoga. There are a ton of people who, if you say, hey, I got a question, they'll rush out to help you, and there's somebody who's probably just like you who you'll be able to work with who will carry you through the journey.
And, you know, the other thing, I came home and I've already sold multiple sets of DVDs because people are like, I want what you have. And I'm like, okay, well, here's where you go.
That's great.
Cool.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, take care. Bye now.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's awesome.
Okay,
and,
well, go ahead, Sparky.
I was just going to say what you were going to say.
Well, the last call tonight is going to be Melinda.
Last call, Melinda. What's going on?
Hi,
Melinda.
Hi. I was at the workshop as well, and just like Kat said, it was life-changing for me, and I've been doing yoga on the DDP yoga on and off for a few years. And I just got back to it after having a pretty rough year, and it really is a lifesaver.
Well, that's awesome.
That's cool. And so the workshop was sort of catapulted you into it, or did you start it right before the workshop? Or?
Well, no, I can't remember where I saw it, but I needed a new set of the DVDs because my ex threw them out on me. And so I ordered some more, and DDP actually called me himself. It was one of the promotions that he did with it. And he told me about the workshop, and it was around my birthday. So I got myself that so I could go. And it took me 2.5 hours to and from, and I had to go work 8 hours after I left. So it was a long, long day, but it was totally worth it.
That's really wanting it. I must say, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff that I talked to you about, Stacey, was great. The recipes, and I actually, like I had put in the chat, I was sitting here eating some of the power pudding just because I knew, I guess, it was just another thing that cemented what I really need to do. So.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm so glad you tried that pudding, and check my website for more recipes because I post new ones each week.
Right. But the only other thing I can... Oh.
No, Stacy, was there anyone at the workshop that you didn't speak to?
Maybe one or two people. I worked out in the back, so everyone kind of had to pass me going out, so I think that's what happened. I was the goodbye committee.
Gotcha. Yeah, she seemed to have made the rounds.
She definitely is an inspiration.
Well, so we've got to do more. That's all there is to it. We've got to do more in New Hampshire. And Robert and Sparky, you've got to come.
Yeah, absolutely. I will have a nice drive there. I'll wait for Robert to cruise by and pick me up. He's got the more flexible stuff.
Well, I just wanted to thank everyone for everything you do. I have to go back and work on some papers for my class, but I wanted to just call in and thank everyone.
Oh, I'm so glad you're back into the community, Melinda, and stay in touch with us, okay?
Alrighty.
All right, take care.
Hey, Melinda.
Bye-bye.
Later on. That's awesome. And to know that and that's what, you know, we were talking about earlier when Vince was mentioning it, how, like, you can fall down and you can get back up and you can come back into it. She's had the program for a while. She's done it on and off. And it just took that click for her to get back into it and to come right back to it. And everybody here was excited to see her, and it was cool for her to do it. And she got right back into it the best way you could. She drove, what, did she say, 2.5 hours to and from?
Yeah.
Yeah,
to
each way.
Yeah, that's dedication and wanting it for sure. So, man, I'd like to bottle that up and buy some of that dedication to get on the mat some morning. So,
man. You know, I wanted to talk about the New Hampshire workshop in this show, and it turned out to be completely about that workshop.
Yeah,
so that was awesome. It must have been one hell of a workshop.
That was a total experience for people.
Yeah, and you know what was cool? The big size group and everything, and we're all there to work out. There wasn't an ounce of judgment or vanity. You know, like I've been in other exercise forums, and there's always sort of this sense of people competing with one another or, you know, checking each other out. There wasn't any of that, and it just, we were all so comfortable and just doing our own thing and there to support one another. It was really, really a cool vibe.
That's awesome. Yep.
That definitely is. Well, it's like Team DDP Yoga. It's, you know, it's Dallas's personality, and he'll be the first to say he doesn't put up that kind of shit anyway. So none of us should, and none of us should act like that. So that's not the kind of community you want. So that's not the kind of community we're going to make. We're going to make it just smoking awesome and full of pause, which is great. Everybody should be able to get the best out of it that they can, and nobody should hold them back from being able to do that.
That's right.
So, well, we've had an awesome show. We're actually 10 minutes over our time, which is ridiculously cool because we didn't have to limp there while I'm slaughtering the English language, which I typically do about 10 till 10. So, with that said, do you guys have anything you want to leave the people with?
No, I'm good. I am totally good with just getting out while everything's still good. I forgot Dave was here.
Yeah, I'm just hanging on here. That's okay. Stacy, by the way, real quick before I get to my other point, when we left the workout and we got in the car, me, Yoga Doc, Dallas, and Chris, we all went to lunch, but I guess you gave Dallas a plate of super food. I don't know what they were, like.
It was like a superfood cookie bar, you know,
made of lemon and chia seeds. And let me tell you, they were phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Oh,
I don't think there's anything left after about 10 minutes. I think they were all gone.
And they were all pure, no sugar, just whole foods. I'll be posting the recipe.
Yeah, they
cool,
were
I'm glad you liked it.
So. Yeah, very much so. But I just wanted to reiterate what I think it was Steve was saying. You know, look, if you've never done the workout before, but you're even if you're interested or on the fence, but you've never done it before, and there's a workshop in your area, don't let that stop you. Sign up, go. You know what you guys were saying just a little bit ago. You know the way that the workout takes place. You know, it's meant for everybody. On every level, whether you're absolutely new, you've never done yoga, any type of yoga or any type, you know, anything, you know, the way everything is structured, you're showing the modifications. So if you can't do a position, nobody should be self-conscious, and there's nothing to be, we're all in it together. We've all been at different levels at some point or another, and, you know, don't let anything stop you from signing up. And getting started, it's absolutely worth it.
Sweet, and that That's very well said. I want to take a moment just to thank our callers tonight, because we had a bunch. You guys were awesome. Mike, Steve, Vince, Ahmed, Kat, and Melinda, thank you all for calling. And tonight, since we had our special guest, Dave, call in. Thanks, Dave, man. I truly appreciate you, man. You're a great friend. And, man, you really keep things kicking on Team DDP Yoga. And we all really appreciate you. Thank you, Stacy and Robert, for co-hosting. And for everybody in the chat, you guys are awesome. Everybody listening, thank you. But we are out of here. Remember, permanent change doesn't come from temporary choices. And when the 10% comes a-knocking, kick it square in the ass and live life at 90%.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the diamond cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.